Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Everybody, and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Son is a New MacGyver.
And welcome to the show. How are you doing, Jack?
Good. It's been so long since I've watched this and I took these notes.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what that meant.
Maybe because she poisoned Michael. She knows how to like whip up a...
Is that what it was?
A concoction. Well,
she seemed like she was doing it, like she saved Shannon.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe that's what it was, but it's literally been, I think, 5-6 weeks since I watched this. I didn't have time to rewatch it, so if I'm forgetting something... I apologize.
But well, you know, yes, you had
Ebola.
I got very sick. I had the flu, and this year's flu is, from what I understand, is a pretty nasty flu. And
it was a nasty strain, as us doctors like to say.
It knocked me out of commission for a good week and a half, 2 weeks.
For people who don't like you, was a great thing.
It was absolutely great.
People don't have to listen to you. Oh, thank God.
And then by that point, we're into the holiday season, and just there's no time at all. So
no.
Sincerely apologize for the extended holiday break.
We have somebody who's going to be a guest in the show who's performed a song, and I think he's waiting for people to hear it.
Yes.
And, well, they haven't heard it. We've heard it.
It's we closed out last time on the last podcast with our good friend Jorge Garcia, who guest hosted the show with us, and he will be back.
Plus, I have questions I wanted to ask him about Hawaii Five-0.
Uh-huh.
Just about Carol Burnett and stuff like that. But I've been waiting and waiting.
I know. I'm sorry.
I said, hey, can we get these done? Because I'm old. I might forget the questions. Plus, I want to ask him, too, because the song, I'm kind of left out on it.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't asked to reprise my role. Is that what it is?
Well, don't give it away. But Jorge, yes,
I've done a few. I've done a few songs.
That will be on the next episode Centric Lost podcast that we do, which will be 2 weeks from now. Just got to get with Jorge and get all organized for the season one finale.
I think he quit. He said, "Heck with you guys."
He might have.
I'm moving on.
He might have.
I'm moving on.
I haven't asked him yet, so I feel bad.
I'm a big star. I don't have to wait for these two punks.
I wouldn't personally.
How unprofessional! They told me it'd be a couple weeks.
But hopefully, everybody enjoyed last week's or the last week's well, last. The last
I hope everyone enjoyed September's episode. That was a nice one.
But we are back now, and I am, for all intents and purposes, alive, which is good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And
I didn't know if you were waiting for me to give a positive response.
Closing out season one of Lost, and then we'll be going into season two. For the season two premiere, I wanted to, and I haven't even asked him yet, but I kind of see if maybe Ralph will guest host the season two premieres with us.
Oh, that'd be nice.
First four episodes of season
two. Yeah, that'd be nice.
It'd be nice to have him back on. Talk about his recent successes since he's featured.
He's like gone crazy.
VHS dude.
That's that Nerdist guy, right?
The guy you hate, Chris Hardwick.
Well, it's a love hate.
Uh-huh.
No, I just hate him. I just hate him.
But
I didn't even know the guy.
He was featured. His web press. I think
his Vine, right?
His Vine page was featured on there. So
I don't even have a Vine.
Ralph's really famous now. I mean, it's just all of our friends are really famous, and we're here Ralph's in Raleigh. Say, nobody cares about us.
I don't need you. I'm not waiting for you. I'm moving on. So it'll be him, Jorge, moving on. Who else is moving on?
And then...
Whatever happened, Chase the Ace? What was it?
Chase the Ace Sheen?
Yeah. Is he gone? Has he just moved on?
Probably. We haven't heard from Chase the Ace Sheen in forever.
I forgot it was Sheen. I knew it was Chase the Ace something.
Yeah, Chase the Ace Sheen.
Norton. When Norton's moved on.
Yeah, well, Norton's in L.A. You know, he's out there Cliff's trying to make it in the big world. Cliff's in L.A.
Everybody's moving on That's to bigger, better it's, things, it's, and we're still
here in the Raleigh. Same room.
Same room.
10 years later.
To be fair, I'm not looking at your back podcasting on a TV tray.
Yeah, it's true.
That is a little better than it was.
We've grown a little bit.
So it's moved up a little bit because you'd be sitting there because you had a whole desk and everything, and I had a little wobbly TV tray.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I couldn't put my notes on. I had to hold my notes up like this because there wasn't enough room on the tray for the mic and that big thing you had, so I would speak
into
the mic.
That's right. He gave him a mic shield.
Mic shield. It was like huge. It looked like I couldn't even see.
Yeah.
I felt like I was being punished.
Well, because back then I had to turn up your mic so much because you wouldn't talk into the mic.
I can't hear you.
That if I turned it up, it would pick up everything else. So
your sound quality
for those that know
terrible.
At home, is they had this kind of... like noise canceling shield thing.
It's about it's round.
It's basically like a big black square that blocked out his head.
It's like the new TVs that are rounded.
Yeah, curved.
There you go, curved, and it's about probably about 12, about a foot high.
Yeah, yeah.
About
12 by 12, 15, probably. Maybe 15 by 12.
Because it's got curved.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's got curves.
So it was lonely. I'm just sitting there looking at the thing going, I used to put my notes in front like that.
Uh-huh.
At least it did keep you from stealing my notes.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned that a long time ago.
But yes, we're coming up into 2015 pretty soon, and 2015 will be the 10th anniversary year of The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, and the 10th anniversary of just you and I podcasting in general.
Wow.
October 1st, 2015. I'm sorry, 2005 was our first podcast. So
2015 of October 1st.
October 1st.
October 1st.
2015 will be our 10-year anniversary.
10 years.
And we haven't gotten any better.
No, no. Again, everyone else just lapping us.
Yes.
Passing us by.
But that's all right. This we're like the
I don't need to be any better. We're the Chargers of podcasting.
Well, yeah. What's something that just has stayed the same for decades, and that's why you keep going back to it? Like Twinkies maybe? Twinkies.
Yeah. Twinkies went away too.
That's true. Twinkies did go away, coming back. But like, what is that? You know, that retro nostalgia. You go back because it's kind of
because it's there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like retro, you go to Cracker Barrel, they have the old candy.
Yeah.
It's not candy you'd go out of your way to get.
True.
But when you see it in the older box, oh my God, I got to have that.
We're Coke in a glass bottle.
Coke in a glass. Well, that's Coke. Yeah, Coke in a glass bottle. I had Pepsi in a glass bottle.
I don't like Pepsi.
No, it was the older flavor. It was the...
Because they use real sugar.
But it was like a gift from God.
Ugh, I hate Pepsi.
Because Pepsi's kind of, it's a sweeter taste to it.
Exactly. Coke is more of a has a little more bite to it.
A little more
Pepsi's sweeter, but
right?
It's syrupier.
It was
Pepsi.
Good. It was really good.
Yeah.
Now I have Coke in a bottle and Dr. Pepper, but I'm not a big Dr. Pepper fan.
But I am. That's my favorite.
It's like
soda.
You've seen that commercial. The guy's in the forest. He's like he's a. It's like I think it's supposed to be like Grizzly Adams for your kids at home. Google Grizzly Adams.
Mm.
A show where he's the bear. He's going through the woods and he's drinking that 10.
Oh yeah, Dr. Pepper 10.
I'm thinking, okay, you're losing me because the guy's got an aluminum can.
Uh-huh.
Is the guy, a nature guy, going to be using aluminum? Where is he throwing those aluminum cans at?
Maybe he's repurposing them to make some type of tool or something.
I don't think so. I think he's littering our national forests with with aluminum cans. So if I go somewhere, like if I go to Yosemite and I see a Dr. Pepper can, I know it's going to be the nature guy. So right there, the commercial, it loses me with that whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't believe it. And then plus the bear is paddling the canoe.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, for those of them that haven't seen this commercial, I apologize. It's probably the most boring part. When you're here, ready to hear some Lost talk, because it's been almost a month probably since I came down.
It's been
with,
like 6 years.
I had the flu. My son had 5 ear infections, and then we had tubes
had
put in.
Yeah.
I had to have surgery. Tubes in
he was a trooper,
drums.
Though.
But we are back and alive and well, and everything is good. And today, we're going to go to the last four before the finale of season one.
And let's see if you pronounce this first one correctly. Because remember when we first talked about it? You got...
Yeah, Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah, you got... and you'd look at me, and I'd be behind a big shield.
No, that was before the shield. That was old school.
I don't know what it is.
That was just you were really low, and we'd get all these complaints about how... You sounded really low.
Jay's really loud. But there would be times I'd be screaming. But to be fair, because I didn't have room, I'd go over here with my notes over here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but something I was thinking about doing maybe once we go into season two of Lost.
Skipping it?
Is No. I like season two. Season two is the first season we podcasted about. Is... re-releasing the old Lost podcast as we kind of go along.
Those would...
I know they're not our best work, but it might be fun to, as we're looking back on season two to then hear our first...
Because then you'd have the people that actually stuck with us from the beginning going, really? I listened to this crap?
Yeah, pretty much.
What was I thinking?
Pretty much. I mean, so it'd be a nice way to kind of hear us looking back on that show 10 years later. And then hearing our original takes on those episodes might be fun.
Are you going to cheat and go back and listen to it and go and then come up with the same things and say,
oh, because they would hear it.
I've been pretty consistent. No, I'm talking about you. I've been pretty consistent the whole time. I said the exact same thing. Because I'm not going to remember what I said and what I did say. I don't remember now. People go, you said this. I go, did I? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, which I'm surprised because usually it's beat the same subject over and over again until there's nothing
Luck
left.
Luck is a loser!
So, we had, speaking of Locke as a loser.
What's wrong, Costanza? Your wallet too big there?
I'm getting comfortable. I'm getting in my podcasting casting position.
Yeah, there you go. How good we would have been if we had this kind of setup back in the day.
It just took us a while to find ourselves, to find our voice.
That would have
And by us, you. It took a while. No, I'm kidding. So we have Deus.
That was harsh.
Deus Ex Machina, Do No Harm, The Greater Good, and Born to Run. Action Jackson, are you ready for the last recap?
Maybe I was born to run.
Yes. Here we go.
Last recap. Last recap. Last recap.
All right, it's last recap time. We have four episodes that we're breaking down today. Deus Ex Machina, Do No Harm, The Greater Good, and Born to Run. First up,
Baby,
Deus Ex Machina. Now, this is another one of my favorite episodes. The first two Locke episodes are so fantastic, and this one is just as well.
This is when Locke had a purpose.
I'm not getting into it. So this one, the on-island story, is that he is losing his ability to walk, and he has this vision of this plane crashing, and so him and Boone go to this plane because the answer on how to open the hatch is going to be where this vision takes him, and he can't walk, so he sends Boone up to the top of this.
Well, I think he was faking it the whole time. He said, you know what? I don't like this Boone guy. He's kind of whiny. He's got a whiny sister. She's pregnant with his child. I hope he dies.
That's a little harsh. But
I think I'm pretty much spot on. I think if you go back and listen to the first, time,
we didn't podcast about season one. I remember
maybe when I was watching it.
Okay, we sped through season one. So remember when we thought we wouldn't be able to finish season one before season two started?
Oh yeah,
still we have 2 weeks.
It's only have 2 weeks. No way. We have a week and a half of this. It comes back. Come on.
But no, so he said Boone goes up there for him, and he goes in the plane, but there's not really an answer except for Virgin Mary statues with heroin stuffed inside, so they're heroin smugglers.
So he should have brought Charlie.
Should have. Charlie would have been the more appropriate person to send up there. But Boone doesn't want to get down because he sees a radio, so he tries to make contact. At this point,
he's pretty angry with Locke.
He is.
He's like, there's nothing up here but these Virgin Mary statues, Locke.
But the way he gets Boone to kind of bought into him, he talks about the Teresa falls up the stairs, Teresa falls down the stairs.
Yeah, he called him out.
That was in his vision as well.
How do you know about that?
I know. Because it was in his vision. So this vision was right. Yeah. One, it knew this backstory about Boone, and it knew about the plane. So can you fault Locke for following this vision? Who gave him this vision? Was it Jacob? Was it the island? Or was it just he has his own psychic abilities?
I think it was probably, I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Because it could have been Man in Black, too, kind of sending him down a...
But what, he could have get in his, pick his brain like that and say, hey, this is what you need to do?
I don't know. We don't know. So Boone is up there. He tries to make contact, and he makes contact with somebody. He says, we're the survivors of Oceanic Flight 815. But the response is, no, we're the survivors of Cryo 815.
And it's supposed to be Bernard.
It is.
But
spoiler.
But it's not really Bernard.
Well, it's kind of like the first Penny Widmore picture is not Penny Widmore, and then they have to
this is the actual Bernard that does work for Dharma.
Yeah.
So the new Bernard, they said.
Oh, this is the Bernard. Yeah.
Yeah. This is Dharma Bernard.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like when Rose, when Rose and Bernard first got together, she was like, okay. Whatever keeps me, working.
Mm-hmm. The plane is unstable, even though Locke said, Boone, get out.
Well, he said this, Boone, get out, Boone. Bad news, Boone. His plane's going to go down.
The plane and Boone crashes.
Says, it's time for me to fly. I just like saying that. I think I do it all the time.
The plane crashes and...
Well, did it really crash? It just...
Well, yeah, it crashed. It was in a canopy of some sort and fell down, crashed.
I guess so.
So Locke magically is able to walk again, and he takes Boone out of the wreckage. And takes him in to Jack.
Now, what was keeping him from walking? The island?
Could be. Or maybe it was just all mental.
Mental.
But, he didn't feel the shrapnel go into his leg.
No, he didn't.
So...
Because Boone's like, Locke.
Yeah.
What?
And he also didn't feel him like pricking himself with a safety pin. So
I don't know. I think at this point, Locke thought he was...
Losing his
ability to walk.
Yeah. So he gives him to Jack after Jack helped build Sawyer some new specs.
And of course, Jack goes, what's happening?
Yeah.
What happened here? I got to go. I got to go. Because Jack's right. If I knew what happened, what his injuries, I might have a better job. But, you know, it's...
Hey, that's the next episode. Don't get ahead of yourself. We then follow Locke, who's pounding his fists on the hatch, saying, I've done everything you've asked me to do. So why would you do this to me? And then a light shines from the hatch, and it closes out the island story, which is awesome. A great, one of the best scenes ever.
This is the episode where he meets his mom, right?
It is. This is where
we didn't
he
even talk about that.
Oh, island story. I was going to the off island story, which is he is working in what looks like a Costco, putting together mouse traps. Some great.
We're not sponsored by Costco.
Costco's a great company.
They are, but we're not sponsored by them, so I don't. We can't mention them.
I'll mention them. Costco, one of the good guys.
Sam's.
No, Sam's is the bad guys. Costco's the good guys.
Isn't Sam's and Costco the same?
No, Sam's Club is Walmart. Walmart owns. Sam's
is that who
Club.
It is?
Yeah, Costco, which merged with. Price. What's the Price Club?
Why is Sam's? Why are they evil?
Well, because Price Club, the guy, Mr. Price, I can't remember his first name. He came up with the idea.
Vincent.
No, not Vincent Price. He's actually. It was originated in San Diego.
I know it did.
And
because if you bought, that was the old story. Should have bought stock in Costco or Price Club. It was Price Club,
and then
time.
Price Club merged with Costco, but still owned by the same.
It was like pennies. It was like penny stock, and then it just like.
Boom. So it was his idea for the thing, and then Sam Walton of Walmart fame, Sam's Club, stole the idea and then made Sam's Club.
Well, isn't that really like an Apple thing?
Yeah, the best ideas are stolen.
Yeah.
But still, support Costco. They're really good to their employees and everything. Good company.
I mean, didn't we steal our idea from the transmission?
No, we didn't even know they existed yet. But that's what they say. That's what they say. All right. No, anywho, so they're in Costco setting up Mousetrap.
I wrote down Mousetrap.
Yes, and it was a great symbolism as she's talking to him.
Did you have the game Mousetrap?
Yeah, I had Mousetrap.
I think I had it as a kid, too.
But the thing with Mousetrap is you never played the game Mousetrap. You always just set up the Mousetrap and then did the Mousetrap.
Right, because the game was boring.
But I don't think I've ever played the game Mousetrap.
I don't know how to play the game.
No, I just set it up and you do the Mousetrap thing.
Yeah, I think you do it once and go, all right. I'm done.
That's basically it. That's all you need, really, with Mousetrap.
I have nothing to play with in the house. Why don't you do Mousetrap? I've already done it.
The mom is a little Tootsie Pots, as the Italians would say, and she says that he was immaculately conceived. He doesn't have a father. But we found out he does have a father. It's a great man by the name of... What's his name in the thing? It's the real Sawyer, but I can't remember. Spoiler alert. But what's his dad's name? What's he called?
I can't remember.
Anthony Cooper was a presumed name, but also has gone by other names, including...
I don't know why I just wrote down AC.
The OG Sawyer. Cons him into giving up his kidney, and John Locke is upset.
But do you think this episode basically shows how Locke is on... This is Locke. Mm-hmm. And this is why Jacob and Man in Black were both fighting for him, because...
He's so impressionable.
Because he's gullible, he just wants to believe.
True, he is a believer. You want
somebody he just wants it in the worst way. And I think this episode basically sums up Locke's life on.
Well,
the
I think that's a lot of people's lives, right? Everybody kind of searches for.
Well,
that
everybody
purpose.
Wants. I mean, no one wants to be. You know, we all want something.
Yeah, I said you're searching for your purpose. He felt he finally found his purpose on this island.
Plus, all the not only that, but he thought he found his dad who abandoned him, and he didn't have a dad, and his mom was like, "Yeah, I don't need to see my mom."
Because remember, all the best cowboys have daddy issues.
Exactly, but
I think that makes him one of the best cowboys.
This episode, I think, is the best episode that sums up Locke.
It sums up a lot of why he fell into the pitfalls that he fell into.
He just couldn't.
But in the end,
to be fair, it wasn't really. He was used. I mean, you feel bad for him.
Well, you look at Boone as the sacrifice the island demanded, but in the end, he was a sacrifice the island demanded as well, because without him sacrificing his life or really getting killed, it wouldn't have gotten the Oceanic Six to come back to the island.
Right, but...
Which makes him probably the most important character.
But I do
this
the whole thing, though. If Jacob just would have said, okay, this is my job, Man in Black can't go anywhere anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to keep bringing people here to die.
Well, I mean, just think if you did something for 2,000 years, like, wouldn't you eventually be like, all right, I'm ready to die?
I guess. I guess if you really want to win a game.
Think about yourself now. What are you, 50-something?
52.
Add 1,999.
So Jacob never won a game. So it's like 2,000 years of the Chargers never going.
Yeah, see, imagine having 2,000 years of every Charger season of your life.
Which could probably happen.
Which it could happen.
Which could happen. So... All right, I get it now.
Right? You're like, all right, I'm done. I'm ready,
after 2,000 years
to not exist anymore.
If the Super Bowl, you know what? I'm going to sacrifice some people to get the right combination.
See,
so
put yourself in Jacob's shoes before he throws stones at glass houses.
Can you imagine that 2,000 years ago? Oh, come on.
Anyway. But the problem is it's not like the Chargers stink every single year. They're just good enough.
Well, because you know why? They have Phillip Rivers. People hate him, but he's the reason.
Yeah.
I mean, especially this season, we were even contention because him. If we didn't have him, we would have had 3 wins. At least we say, heck, maybe we can get the number one pick.
Yeah. But anywho, moving on. That is Deus Ex Machina. Probably the best easily out of these four episodes, in my opinion. The next three are more, I don't want to say filler, but are kind of means to get to the end, so to speak. But fantastic episode. What do you think of Deus Ex Machina?
I love it. Love it. Can't complain.
Moving on to the 23rd Jack-centric episode, Do No Harm, in the first season. It's the third, but still the most.
Yeah, I know. I got your joke. And it's one of the numbers.
Anywho, Do No Harm is...
If I don't play along, you get upset?
That focuses on Jack trying to save Boone, and we have a classic case of Jack not being able to let go. Even his father says it in the flashback.
Well, how many people are left from the plane?
40-some-odd.
Boone's a guy that you want to hang around with. You know, he's a guy that he's useful.
Mm-hmm.
Not someone you want to, you know, just... He's not like a log-carrying guy. So you want to try and save him. Mm-hmm. I get it. He had an attachment to him. At least he was like, it wasn't like the woman that went swimming. Can't remember her name. And he had to save Boone. He's like, I could have saved what's her name.
Well, see, there you go. Jack already saves Boone once. Does he need to save him twice?
Well, once you save someone, you want to keep, you know, it's like your job.
So he's trying to save Boone. Claire starts having her baby. So then you have Kate needing to deliver the baby because Jack doesn't want to give up on Boone, but Boone's too far gone, and Son says, enough. Let him die in peace.
Let him die.
But Jack doesn't listen. He's going to try and chop off his leg using
the door.
Yeah, the door thing from
the
plane.
What people said, hey, that's the Dharma logo. When that was the episode?
No, I think it was the plane door. You can kind of see the Dharma logo. That's in multiple things there. But anywho... but then Boone says, no, let me go. And Boone dies.
Did you say it like that? Because that was pretty... You're not going to win an Emmy on that.
I'm pretty bad.
Can I say goodbye to Shannon?
Tell Shannon.
Tell Saeed to take care of her, and they'll see each other at the end.
Yes, because during all of this, Saeed took Shannon to a nice beach retreat. He had some intentions, and she was like, I want to go slow. And he's like, yeah, I want to as well.
You never take me anywhere. We're on an island. You need to take... But to Saeed's credit,
mm-hmm.
the torture dude, he knows...
He's a romantic.
He knows how to please.
So they get back, and he dies before Shannon can see him. And also, I mean, it's obviously Shannon's inconsolable. And Jack is upset. But we do see Claire gives birth to her little baby, which she has not named at this point, but will name Aaron.
Life ends, a life begins.
Yes, and the classic score from Michael Giacchino got its name from this episode, Life and Death, which is both from death comes life. So Boone dies, a little baby Aaron is born. Very touching, very moving scenery. And then in the end, Jack is ticked because Locke murdered Boone, and he's going after him.
Yep, and I agree. Well, he didn't stay. You know, Locke had to get back. You know, it's funny, I only wrote one page of notes on here.
Uh-huh.
Last, I think the episode had four.
Well, this one was more story, but not really mystery. There wasn't a lot of things to chew on. It was more of this engaging story. The flashback wasn't too revealing. We were introduced to Sarah, who later becomes Claire on Modern Family. But we kind of find this story, but we thought at first maybe it was the girl that he talked about, the angel hair pasta. She got in a horrible car accident, and Jack saved her, so now he's marrying her, and he's worried if he's marrying her just because he saved her, and I think he is.
I think he is.
Which leads to their problems.
I think he kind of let... It's kind of one of those things where I'm kind of obligated.
Yes.
Not that she's an attractive woman, I mean, but I don't think... I think they weren't just, you know...
Yeah.
Claire wanted to dance.
Yeah. There you go.
I did write down, though, what did I write down? Kate tells Jen to go get Jack.
Uh-huh.
I think if you're in a hurry, last person you can tell is Jen.
Why?
Well, Jen can't speak English, so it's like...
But he gets it. He's learning English when you're on the raft.
I just wrote that down saying, okay, anybody else? Anybody?
So a very touching episode, a very moving episode. Where do you think in the grand scheme of things 10 years later?
Like I said, it did set up that they will kill off a major. I thought Boone was a major character. Major
sure, absolutely. He had flashbacks.
And it was like, okay, anybody could die. Mm-hmm. You see these shows where the lead, you know, like a 70s, 80s show where the lead gets shot 100 times.
Yeah.
Matt Dillon, I think, was shot 69 times. Never died.
Yeah.
So that you know they're not going to die. This one is like, oh, someone could die.
Yeah.
At any point, someone could die. So we heard rumors about other characters dying.
We believed him.
We believed him because this happened. So I think maybe the episode wasn't the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, with Boone dying, it did show us that, tell us that, hey, we're going to do things that aren't the norm.
Yeah, I agree.
And I like that.
The next one is The Greater Good Saeed, the second Saeed-centric episode. This one on island follows the burial of Boone and...
Boone Hill.
Boone Hill, that's what it is called. The return of Locke, who kind of speaks at the eulogy, but Jack doesn't appreciate too much, goes after him, beats the crap out of Locke.
Well, Locke returns with a bloody shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't dress up for the occasion. I mean, there's a few. You're coming to this shirt with blood of the guy that they're burying.
Yeah. It's a little offensive. So Saeed is kind of observing all this. He sees Shannon's pain, and Shannon asks him to kill John Locke.
So that's what I'm all about?
He's going to use me for my torturing skills.
A torture thing? Okay, all right, I'm easy.
So Locke kind of goes and interrogates John and wants to find this plane.
You think Shannon just would have asked her dad?
Her dad's dead.
Oh, I'm just thinking about the guy in the movies.
Oh. Okay.
Taken.
Oh, sorry, there you go.
I mean, really, who?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson or Saeed?
Saeed killed the guy with his feet, remember?
He did, but I'm sure Liam Neeson could. In Taken 6, I guarantee you he's going to kill someone with his feet.
Taken 3 looks good.
He'll be tied up, you know, his hands, his feet, everything will be tied up, and he'll like snap his neck with his toe. Really, why are we still making this guy mad?
That's true.
Didn't we learn from Charles Bronson?
Well, see, here's the thing, is the other two times it was, what, the...
I didn't see the second Taken.
It's the U.S. government coming after Mr. Taken guy, Liam Neeson. I don't remember his character's name, but either way.
You don't want to mess with me.
I have a very particular set of skills.
Yes.
Anywho, Saeed kind of walks through John. John kind of shows him what's happened to kind of plead his case, if you want to say.
Yeah, please don't kill me.
So there is a bit of John knows he's being interrogated by... Saeed and Saeed, there's this lack of trust in John. It closes out with Shannon actually steals the key from around Jack's neck. Jack thinks it was Kate because Kate drugged him so he gets some sleep.
That's also something Kate would do.
It is something Kate would do. There's a lot of drugging going around, and Kate gets accused of it, even though she hasn't. Well, she did it once and didn't do it the other time. But.
You got a you have someone who's wanted by the law for something, and everyone knows it. So who are you going to blame?
It's true, you're going to blame the convict.
You only have one reputation.
Reputation.
And so, I'm sorry.
You believe in repetition. So Shannon has a gun. She's going to shoot Locke. Saeed pleads, you know, not to do this because if you kill somebody, you always, you know, you'll carry that with you. He knocks the gun out of her hand, and just the bullet grazes John Locke. In the head, so saves John Locke. But Shannon's done with Saeed. Should have
saved the gun for someone else, Shannon.
Who?
I don't want to spoil anyone. Season 2.
Old Killy McGee.
Yeah. She might have had a fighting chance.
So then we go to Saeed, who asks John Locke to show him the hatch.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't believe this hatch of the plane story.
What's this hatch?
Yeah. Tell me about it. Off island is Saeed, is in Australia because he's trying to help Nadia.
Well, first time he's in handcuffs.
That's true. Well, they handcuff him because they want to use him to infiltrate this possible terrorist plot.
Right.
Which he does. It's a friend
terror
of his.
Cell, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. And his friend doesn't really want to go out with being a martyr.
Right.
And blowing up with his truck. But Saeed doesn't want to, but they threaten to hurt Nadia.
Right.
So he goes along with it. And
because he loves
him.
Nadia so much.
Yeah.
At the end, he went with Shannon.
Yeah. So then,
see this—that's the one sticking point in the whole. I think everyone's story that it doesn't make because he loved Nadia was his, love of his life.
I know,
and yet he went with Shannon.
Really, it should have been Boone and Shannon,
right?
In the thing,
right? I didn't write the ending.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the one sticking point. I go. I think we all went. Even at the time, we're like, because that's a lot of crowd. Oh, I'm like, thought it'd be somebody else. Anyway.
Awkward. Anywho.
Of course, he did mope on the island for like six months afterwards.
It was a while. It was a while for those one night passion that they had. So, yes. He has to see the hatch off island.
Just figured out. Maybe that was the difference.
What?
Maybe there was one night of passion with Shannon, but maybe Nadia, there was
stale.
Maybe there's nothing there. So.
He convinces him to go through this plot, but then once it gets to the point where he gets the actual explosives, he tries to convince the guy to run, but he feels used, and then he kills himself, which is pretty a bummer.
Right.
So he is going to go back home, but they're not going to bury his body. So he decides to push his plane ride back to bury his friend's body properly. And that is why he was on the flight 815. So there's that episode. What did you think of this episode?
That was a good episode.
Again, not much happened.
No, you get a little more backstory with, Saeed. You find out why he was, how he ended up on the plane, stuff like that. That was good episode.
Yeah, still kind of a dealing with the ramifications of Boone dying.
I mean, at the time, I thought it was a great episode.
Yeah.
Because it was season one, and I was like, oh my God, everything's...
But looking back on the entirety, it isn't a barn burner, so to speak.
No. Again, you had the whole Nadia thing, which I would have ranked higher if he would have ended up with Nadia.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't make sense he ended up with Shannon.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
An island fling over a person you've known since you were... Little Saeed. I used to push you down. So now, anyway, I'm cool with it.
It doesn't seem like you're cool with it.
It just doesn't make sense.
I agree. I don't disagree with you.
I don't call them out on too much.
Uh-huh.
But this one, challenge flag is being thrown, and I expect it to be overturned.
There you go.
They should have had two endings. They could have had one with just Saeed going down with it.
No, they should have at least 21, and then that would hopefully please everybody that watches the show. Let's go to the last episode we're focusing on today, which is Born to Run, the Kate-centric episode.
Or Joan Hart.
Why is it Joan Hart?
I don't know. Kate is now Joan Hart.
Is it because of the hat, the wig and everything?
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Was that her name?
No, I don't think so.
I watched this 6 months ago. I have no idea.
You could do a little refresher before we started.
My thing is, Kate is now Joan Hart, and I'm looking at it going, I don't even know why I wrote that.
Okay.
I must have wrote it. It was the first thing I wrote.
Who's Joan Hart again? Why do I know that name?
Joan Hart, I thought she was Sabrina the Teenage Witch. No?
Oh, Melissa Joan Hart?
Melissa Joan Hart. I have no idea why I wrote this.
Okay.
Was that her name? That was her name. That's what she went by, because this is the one where she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she went with.
Okay.
To get the plane back. Toy plane. She kills
She doesn't know that was the one before she must have killed somebody. This one, she doesn't, because the flashback is you find out why the plane is important.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but what's Tom. His name dies because...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So let me get to the recap so you can remember what happened in this episode. So yes, Kate wants to get on the raft because she wants to get off and run like she always does. So she threatens Sawyer that if I want to get on the raft, I'm going to get on the raft.
Wasn't really a threat. It was more of
it seemed kind of a threat.
It's a statement. If I went on the raft, I'm getting on the raft.
That's what I see that as a threat.
All right, as a guy, you have your choice between Sawyer and Kate. Who are you going to take?
Kate.
Sawyer's a jerk.
Well, you look at, and that's why I think Michael eventually went with that, because he thinks Sawyer poisoned him. But again, pretty obvious that it would be Kate, but actually it was Sun that poisoned, hopefully poisoning Jin so he would stay off the raft because he doesn't want Jin to get hurt. Which I honestly have to back up Sun on this because they're going to be now separated for almost the whole season and they have to be separated again for like years. And then they're going to die in a submarine. I'm with Sun on this one. She had a feeling.
When we get to that episode with the submarine, because you had a different take on that one.
I was like
the lone wolf. Like four of us said Sun should have gone out. Should have left.
No, Jin should have left.
Jin should have left Sun to die alone.
Uh huh.
I mean, sad as it is, but because he had a kid.
Yeah.
I will ask you that question again when we get to that sixth and final season, because you were against me, and so was 99% of the other people out there.
But now you're saying as a father.
I'm just letting you think about it. Mm-hmm. Now you have time to think about it. It's not an easy thing to do.
No.
But you have responsibilities. And like I said, in the end, I still think me and the other three people were right. The 99.9% of people were wrong.
There you go. Well, in all fairness, though, he never met the kid by the force. He doesn't have any connection to this child.
You always have a connection with the child. You do. Yeah, you do.
You've never met your child? How are you going to have a connection with that child?
It's your blood. You should
have. I get it, but you don't have a connection.
Unconditional love.
I have a connection. I saw my son being born, and now I've been with him this whole
fact,
time.
Why didn't Sun and Jin go down? Why weren't they with their child at the end?
Because his child had his own life. Her life?
Yeah, brought up by a tyrant.
See? You hold on to your sticking points. So a lot of things happen in this episode where, Kate's identity as the convict is revealed.
Yes.
Sawyer's ticked off because he got booted off. He was pinned into
but
a corner.
But why did people act? They all looked at her like,
Oh,
we liked you, Kate, up until now. And they all gave dirty looks. Like,
how much then they have all their own, baggage?
I just was like, caring. Even Charlie. Really, Charlie? Really, Charlie? You're doing heroin in the plane. On the plane, you're looking down on somebody.
I killed my father. That was hurting me.
Yeah,
molesting me. Who knows?
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
Anywho, so you have that. You have Sun try to keep Jin out the boat, but it doesn't work. Michael gets poisoned instead, but he's okay. But Walt does confess to burning down the raft.
Oh, Dad, I burned down the raft.
But, I think he explained himself well and his dad understood. And then you have Walt telling Locke.
Unconditional love.
Locke not to open the hatch. Don't open it. Which freaks out John, but John wants to open it. Saeed shows Jack, and as well as Locke shows Jack the hatch.
I like Jack. How long have you known about this?
There was a lot of kind of jokes about not telling, because then you had the great one with Hurley as they're talking and Hurley goes, because she's a convict. And then John Locke's like, well, why'd you tell me about that? And he's like, I don't know what's going on. Nobody tells nobody.
What we're supposed to tell, not to have.
Because
that was a major problem with this group.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we go back to when we find the medical hatch and nobody tells Jack, the doctor, about the medical hatch.
Mm-hmm. They're great secret keepers.
But I did Locke.
They're not
did,
the Gladfelter family. They're good secret keepers.
Locke did have a good comeback, though, when he said, I figured what it was, but when you were going to tell, you won't need to know.
Yeah.
Jack was like, you got me.
See? That's Locke. He's the best. Also, this episode has Arts saying, you need to leave yesterday.
It's short-lived monsoon Arts. Season.
It is monsoon season. Off-island, you have Kate kind of going back home because her mom's dying. She uses her friend Tom, kind of boyhood. Well, not boyhood, childhood. As romance, fling, whatever. I don't know.
They were buddies.
Kind of friends.
Again, who did she...
Really close friends.
Was Tom there at the end with him, her? Nope.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, the Sawyer-Kate relationship is really the real one for me on that. I'm not a Jate guy.
Jate? I was more of a Jate guy.
What is Sawyer's and Kate's combo? Why am I forgetting?
Skates? Skates?
I remember Jate is Fate. I remember that.
I didn't get into the... I didn't care.
You were a shipper.
I wasn't a shipper.
You were in it for the ships.
I played along with people just because I didn't want to
ruffle the shipper's feathers.
Didn't want to rock the boat.
They were intense people.
The shippers were an intense You had to pick a side, so when people sent their emails, whoever sent that email, I was on their side.
Oh, so you're a waffler.
I was a waffler.
You're a waffle.
I didn't vote for waffles, but I did.
Your actions make you a waffle.
I say, okay, so they want me to go with Jack, so okay, I'll vote for Jack. Because it was... Who wanted to get in an argument over Kate and Jack and Sawyer?
Hey,
who cared?
Listen, whatever.
Who cared? I was more with Tom.
She says, you know, I'm sorry to her mom. And the mom says, help, help. And causes a ruckus. And Tom tries to tell her to stop running, but she doesn't listen. She drives out, gets a shot at the car. But we see that Tom is the one that gets shot. She runs into a Gold Bonneville, which is also in Deus Ex Machina, where I ran into that. So that Gold Bonneville keeps showing up.
I'm seeing a trend there.
Could it be Jacob? But crashes and sees that Tom is dead, and she runs away. The plane is still in the car, and that's why the plane's significant. Because
how did she get and she runs down the water?
Aqueduct. Aqueduct. Like,
so she's running down and nobody sees her? We're out in the open?
It's Kate.
It's Kate.
She's elusive.
Baby, she was born to run.
So not my favorite episode, just in terms of the flashbacks. Kind of like, okay, whatever. Don't care. But that's more in the scheme of things. At the time, you didn't know what Kate did, so it's a little bit more mysterious. But looking back on it 10 years later, a little boring.
But her mom, though, is such a jerk.
Well, because she killed her mom's, you know, husband.
But then, but Kate, well, my theory was that Kate's mom was the little girl that was with Ben on the swing.
That was your.
And that, I'm sorry, that was spot on. Another thing I could really be upset about, but
put that in. I want some friggin' answers when we come up to that episode. So that is the four episodes to talk about this week. Let's go into top five pivotal moments from these episodes. Number one is, we're the survivors of Flight 815. So pivotal moment because at the time we're like, okay, are they in a different dimension? Is
right.
that like
we don't know what's going on.
Or what is going on there? Ended up being Bernard and the Tailies, but again, significant because it is showing that there was other survivors.
Well, at that point, it was like, oh my God, oh my God.
So many different theories, but in the end, it became the most plausible and realistic answer.
There were more survivors.
But we were so like conspiracy theory.
I think at the point, I said, my theory was it was Nicky and Paolo.
That's what you thought.
Like, if you go back and listen, I'm pretty sure I said it's going to be Nicky and Paolo who show up in season three.
Yeah. Right? Number two is... at the end of Deus Ex Machina, the hatch lights up.
And we're like,
one of those iconic scenes, moments
like,
in the show.
Oh, it was just Desmond going to the bathroom.
No, it's Desmond hearing him pounding, so he turned on the light.
But the joke was, everyone said, oh, Desmond got up to go to the bathroom and locked that. It was a sign from God.
But still, in terms of pivotal moments, that's one of those things that people remember that got them into the show, the hatch lighting up. It's like an iconic
Well, don't you think at that point people are already into the show, though?
Yeah, I know. It kept
the ball rolling.
Yeah, it's just one of those images that's ingrained in our head. But
not even arguing with you on that one. I agree.
All right, number three, Boone dies and Claire's baby is born. Kind of that life and
circle of life.
The circle of life. You said it earlier. The first major character to be killed off, and it showed that nobody was safe.
Nobody.
And then Claire's baby being born.
And that pretty much carried on through the whole show.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, you think, I think I kill off my favorite character.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And then Claire's baby being born, Aaron is
this
a character that
the
whole
show. This is because you started hating her at this point.
It was, because she was so annoying.
You liked her at first.
Don't tell me how to raise my baby, Charlie.
You said you didn't like her because she's blonde. On Once Upon a Time, she's brunette now.
I don't watch that show.
Yeah, I don't watch it either.
I hear it's horrible. Anywho, number four, Saeed wants to see the hatch is revealed,
right?
Kind of over two episodes. So this big secret is finally kind of known by more than just Locke and Boone.
Well, forget the part where Saeed says to Jack, hey, isn't there a back door?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Can we just go in for the back door?
Well, Saeed's big thing is like, there's no handle or anything. So you don't want to open this, you don't know what's inside it.
Right. It could explode. Could be a bomb. I mean, you don't know what's inside it.
Well, at that point, we know that the numbers are on the hatch as well.
Right.
So numbers are bad.
But we know.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know.
And the fifth most...
Easy for you to say.
Most pivotal moment is Walt saying, don't open it to Locke. So pivotal because it again, kind of reaffirms Walt. What kind of connection does he have? What type of psychic powers does he have?
Well, a lot of people think he was wrong about that,
mm-hmm.
but it was Locke's we said earlier his downfall was, you know, the episode we talked about earlier. But
was opening it his downfall?
Yes, because he just became so obsessed. Well, he was obsessed
with putting in the numbers under the hatch.
Yeah. And it really did push him over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Walt was right. If you look at it, Walt was right. Don't open it.
That's true. It's true. Don't at the time, it, I'm like, Walt? The smoke what? Monster's in there. They're going to open up and the smoke monster will come out.
I didn't think that.
All right, well, those are the top five people moments. Now it's time to go to, I want some friggin' answers. Number one, who is Locke's father? Do we get the answer?
Yeah, we got to answer that.
To who he was.
You're right, yeah.
The big theory for a long time was he's the real Sawyer.
Yeah, and people that got that one were...
Because he was a con man, so it kind of made sense.
But I never saw that.
No?
Not until people started. I go, never thought about that.
And it ended up being true. Season 3, a fantastic episode of season 3.
Right.
Where Sawyer finally confronts the real Sawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Great, great scene.
Probably one of Josh Holloway's best performances on the whole series.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. Number two, who flew the drug plane to the island? Who are those people?
We eventually find out, yes.
Yes. It ends up, season two, we find out it is Mr. Echo and his mercenary friends.
That was
friends.
The thing. My biggest thing was, how could this plane with not a lot of fuel in it fly from here to there? There's no way that could happen. How's that possible?
From Africa to there.
Yeah, how's that possible? Well, now we know that the thing's moving.
The island moves.
Moving around, so.
It's possible.
But I didn't know that at the time. It didn't make sense.
It was one of those mysteries. All right. Number four, why did Locke lose his ability to walk and get it back?
Yes.
Did we get an answer?
Yeah.
What was the answer?
Why did he lose his... Wait, on the island?
Lose his ability to walk, yeah, and get his... Yeah. I'm saying on the island, sorry.
Maybe he was... I don't think we got an answer for that, did we?
No.
I think he was faking it.
Could be faking it. Could be just the island. Jacob maybe took it away, or the magnetic anomaly
maybe
didn't
was
work.
Too far away, or... I don't know if we got an answer for that one.
Not a definitive answer.
No.
All right. Why did the hatch light up?
Desmond was going to the bathroom.
Yes. In the season finale of season two, it's a Desmond flashback, and Desmond is at this point where he's ready to kill himself.
Why was the light so bright?
Because remember, it was like a little mirror thing in this.
Is that what
it is?
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So he
why did
hears,
it make that noise? Whoa.
He hears Locke, beating on the hatch, and then he shines the light out to it. So there you go. Number seven, do we find out who hit Sarah and caused this car accident?
Yeah.
This one is more, wasn't really a question, but we do find out.
We do find out, yeah. It was Shannon's dad.
Shannon's
dad. It was
dad,
Mr. Rutherford.
Yep.
Am I right on that, Mr. Rutherford?
I think so, yeah. Which sets up all of her heartache, which we find out in the season two flashback episode. Number eight, does Saeed ever get back with Nadia?
Well.
They do.
They do.
Then she dies. She gets hit by a car.
Right.
Pretty horror. Like,
well,
horrific.
Jacob lets her die.
Yeah, basically. Because Jacob's like, hey, Saeed, come here.
Hey, Saeed, come here, because we don't need her at the end. Really, that's what.
Hey, Saeed, we got.
Yeah. Nadia.
It was brought up again because, Kate's mom's like, what? Screaming help. What did Kate do? Killed her father.
Well, yeah. Well, at least we got to meet him. I didn't meet him at... he just walked by me.
He just showed up. How did Walt know about the hatch? Because he hasn't seen it.
I don't know.
It never got answered, but I guess we can assume it was his psychic abilities.
Had to be, yeah. I don't know. It has to be.
Let's see here.
I didn't even think about that.
And we kind of talked about it already, but why doesn't Walt want the hatch open? What did he see?
I think he was friends with... His friend was Locke. He was friends. And I think he saw the demise of Locke.
Yeah.
He probably knew it the whole time.
And last one. What's the deal with the gold Bonneville that stopped Kate and hit not only Michael, but Locke as well?
It's just a cool car and cool name. They thought they'd use it.
It's not a cool... It's a pretty ugly looking car, but...
It's a cool name, though.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
I think it's just something they threw in there to... It's like when they started putting all... Every week there was a different book or astrologer, whatever it was. It was like... philosopher. I was like...
Sure.
Come on. Enough. Stop. You're just creating.
I don't like to read.
Well, no.
Don't make me
you're
read.
You're just creating more work for me because then people, oh my God, did you know? Da, da, da? I was like, yeah, okay. First it was cool, but.
Now you're over it.
I was over it. Am I keeping you up over there? That's how no. I felt when people kept sending the emails about that. I'm kidding. I love the emails.
But yes, so that wraps up our look back on these episodes. Anything else you want to add before we move on to next on Lost?
I can't wait for the next set. The right. Final two.
Well, here we go.
Next on Lost, the TV show. But maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days.
All right, it's next on Lost Time. What are we looking at? We're looking at the season finale of season one of the show, Exodus, on Netflix. It's broken out into three parts, parts one, two, and three. And we will
three
be...
parts?
Yeah.
So it's 3 hours I got to watch?
3 hours, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought there was only two parts.
Well, I think it was two parts, but the second one was 2 hours.
Oh.
So I think Exodus part one was 1 week, and then two was a 2 hour
There's one part
finale.
That gets me every time.
And that will be 2 weeks from now, and Jorge Garcia will be joining with us on that one as well. Should be a lot of fun.
Well,
and there will also be...
That was the plan a month ago.
It was the plan a month ago.
So I don't know if he's gone heck with you guys.
Yeah, he might have.
I'm going to go talk with Ralph. Because Ralph is cool. And
and we also have a surprise from Jorge that he'll be unveiling as well.
It's
so
something
be the next
you're
going
to
want
to listen to because it's actually pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
I'm not
it's
just buttering him up to get him back on the show.
But yes, so that will be next time on the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. Now it is time for that momentous occasion. Yes, it is the time for Jack's crackpot theory of the week that cannot be disproven.
Oh, this one I think is, this is a crack fact theory.
Crack fact theory. Well, here we go. Let me get the drum set ready.
All right, we got Locke dragging his body through the jungle to find the Nigerian plane, Nigerian drug plane that he saw in a
dream.
A dream.
Yeah.
He thought he was supposed to find the Nigerian drug plane.
Uh-huh.
Because Locke is Locke, and he usually does the wrong thing. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty much. He wasn't supposed... What was under... When the plane fell and Boone to his death, or Boone shouldn't have had to die, but you know Locke said there had to be a sacrifice, so he said, might as well be Boone.
Uh-huh.
He's better looking than me. He's got better set of got better hair.
Yeah.
So he needs to die.
Mm-hmm.
What was under the plane?
It was the Pearl Station.
Pearl Station. That's what Locke was, because Locke was having trouble getting in the hatch.
Uh-huh.
Right? So Jacob's like going, dude needs some help. I have this little thing, he'll see something, a vision of the plane going there. I don't want to spell it out for him. But even Locke can be able to find a hatch. He found the first one. That's what he was supposed to find was the Pearl Station, not the Nigerian plane. It was the Pearl Station he was supposed to find.
There, I mean, not to trump your theory, but that has been kind of said before in the world.
But that's, I think it's a fact now.
Yeah.
That what was the point of finding the Nigerian plane?
You're right. Other
There is no reason.
The only is the Pearl Station. So you're saying... What the Pearl Station was the video that kind of explained
stuff.
What all the stations were, right? Or something like that.
I think to explain the stations, they also had the tube that was
where they would take
and
notes.
Also had,
that's right.
It also had cameras that could show everything else that was going on.
That was the observation one.
Right.
So that was going to give him all the answers that he needed.
Right. Yeah. All the answers he needed. That's why he was sent there. Not to find the plane to kill Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Was to find the Pearl Station and get in there and boom, there you go. There you have it. But no, not Locke.
Yeah.
Locke. That plane, that's what I'm supposed to be looking at. That plane. Boone, hey, can you climb up there and die?
But that's it's a good point.
That's my theory. I've never heard that before. Who said that before?
I was on. Well, I think we have talked about it on the podcast a little
bit. We have?
Yeah, but not as in depth as you just did. So,
I even highlighted it. I even highlighted it because I said I won't remember it. Because I know it's going to be like 8 years before we do this podcast. But so I said, remember I told you? I said,
yeah, you did.
I know I had a theory here, and I go, can't be Sun is the new MacGyver. So it's got to be something in here. And I found it. That's it. Boom. Bang. Whoa. And someone's going to go, that was out there before. You just stole someone's theory.
Oh, man.
Anyway, that's my theory. My theory. Mine. and I'm sticking to it.
Well, there you go. All right, guys, that is it for this week's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. We'll see you again in 2 weeks with the podcast dedicated to the finale of season one.
Do we need
one.
To speed this up because we're only on season one?
I'm saying this. We don't have an end date, so we're just going to keep going.
Oh, we just keep going as long as we want?
We just keep going as long as we want. We'll keep talking about this show until it comes back on again. That's the goal. Just keep going.
Because people have suggested that they can't wait for Zach to watch Lost. So basically,
that was Matthew's theory, is that eventually Zach will take your place when you die.
You really think he's going to take my place or take your place?
Because you're going to die before I die.
I get that, but sometimes podcasting with you, you know, you like to, once you're here, once you're in the room, you're a podcasting machine.
Yeah.
I'm really old. Not really, but you're silver. You're like bronze. You're like the bronze medal. I don't go too crazy. I like the podcast. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm there.
Sure.
Even sick, I would get up and do it.
Yeah.
So I think Zach will want a podcast with me.
In all fairness, my sickness was not like I'll just rough it out. It was pretty.
Oh, you're pretty sick. You had the whole mask on and everything. It's pretty pathetic.
Anyway, but yeah, so yeah, Jay and Zach. That's
I think
Jack and Zach.
Jack and Zach. Jack, Zach, and the heart attacks. Why can't we all three do it?
Three's a crowd.
Three's a crowd. Well, you don't mind when Dale's here. You'll let Dale do it.
He's not a person.
Are you? When? Well, how old does he have to be before he can start watching? I mean, because he can't. Because there's
Lost is that.
There's some. Like there's some sexual things in there. 10 or 11, there's some nightmare things that could get nightmares. I think
at least ten.
At least 10, I think.
11, 12. It's kind of a PG-13 show.
You know, but by that time though. It'll be like the shows in the.
I'm saying you're dead by that point.
It could be shows like in the 70s. Is that what your plan is to make it last long? I remember when I had a theory about this hatch. Here it is. I want to see if he comes up with it. Let's see. All right, Zach, what's that wire? I don't know. What's a big deal? Just a wire in the sand. No, it means something.
Grandpa, let it go.
That's right, Grandpa. You don't let anything go.
You're like Jack.
Let it go.
On the show.
Let it go. It's something with the name. Anyway, when you're right, you're right. You don't let it go. You keep fighting to the end.
More power to you.
That's right.
More power to you. All right, so we'll see you guys then. And again, once I think season two, once we start that one, we'll start, I think it'll be fun, re-airing the original Lost Podcast.
And the plan is to get other people on the show that have been on the show, but
we
really haven't had time. And once we get to their episodes, and you know, it's a matter of having them willing to come on the show. I'm sure we'd like to have Evangeline Lilly come on the show, but she hates Jay, so that's probably not going to happen.
No, we definitely have more guests that we're working with to make happen. But again, holiday season is tough to get people to come on the show. But we'll be doing that for the coming future. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.